Welcome to Medium in Our Midst on BBS Radio with your host, psychic medium, Daria Justin. Explore with her the nature of energy, spirituality, and the endless journey of the soul in the afterlife and the here and now. She'll be bringing you different topics, interesting guests, some here and some from the other side. So please relax, listen, enjoy, and expect the unexpected.
Thank you so much for joining me here on BBS Radio, my favorite radio station on the internet. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd, and here on Medium in Our Midst, it is my heart's desire to awaken everyone to the light within you, to empower self-healing, and to remember and realize your true potential as a soul having a human experience. And whether you are joining me here tonight for the first time, or you've listened to me many times before, I so appreciate being able to share this time with you. My website is dariajustin.com, for any of you who don't know that. There you will find my events, my upcoming guests, my radio show. I have an inspirational blog that I absolutely love to write and love to share. You can get information about having a reading there, because I always say that having a reading on the show, asking a question on the show, it's like going on a vacation and getting a snapshot. When you have the reading, you get to experience the whole vacation. If you'd like to be kept current, please sign up for my weekly newsletter. And you can find me on Facebook, or you can email me at souls, S-O-U-L-S, at dariajustin.com. So tonight I am going to be devoting the show to all of my listeners, so please call in, and if you find you get a busy signal, just keep trying back. There is a dial-in number with an access code. I wanted to give you that in case you want, for people who didn't want to listen on the computer but couldn't get through. It's 712-432-0075. And that access code is 652957#. I don't know about you folks, but the energy today has been absolutely crazy. I went out before this afternoon and practically was involved in this accident with a bunch of cars that thankfully was averted. And on my way home, when there had been a really big accident in the center of town, and I don't know what that's all about. I know that I believe tonight is the equinox. Tonight or tomorrow is the equinox, which would be the first day of winter. And I remember also hearing something about Jupiter being as close as it's been, I think, forever in the history of mankind. So if you go and look at the sky at like 3:09 in the morning, for any of you night owls, it's supposed to be really, really bright. And you could probably check out my friend Deborah Clements, Anchored in Astrology. She might have more information about that. But there's just a little bit of information I wanted to share with you. I have gotten really, really good news lately that I'm so excited to share. For the past, probably about 3.5 years, I have been part of an ongoing scientific study. This study started with the Veritas Research Program at the University of Arizona, and that was headed by Dr. Gary Schwartz, who was author of the Afterlife Experiments, and he actually such people as John Edward, Alison Dubois, the inspiration for the television show Medium, I think Sandy Anastasi, I'm not quite sure about that, but he actually, this was a program, you know, that was kind of testing mediums. And then there was a documentary on HBO that was made. And then the Veritas Research Program evolved into the study for the survival of consciousness, which was conducted by the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. And for me personally, the question that I had to keep in mind was, does consciousness survive death? So for 3.5 years, I have been part of this study, and I have had to fill out questionnaires, filling certain criteria. I had to do readings where I was just given a name, period, end of story, that was it, and just had to, you know, spout out a bunch of information, and double-blind readings and triple-blind readings. But I finally My book also came out of that, which was a wonderful thing. My book, Angels Whisper to Us. So I finally found out that I succeeded. So I'm really, really happy about that. What does that mean for me? It means I'm going to be a part of the Winbridge Institute. I'm going to have a certification through them, which, if you're looking at real true scientific studies, that's meaningful. But really what it means for me is that I, personally, I am building a bridge between science and spirituality. You know, in science, it's been discovered that the time and space continuum is expanding and moving more and more rapidly. Like, everything is moving away from everything else with increased speed. And we, as humans, are reflecting that universal expansion because we are expanding into the superconsciousness. We are realizing that we, as a collective of souls who are caretakers of the earth and of each other, as we traverse this physical experience. So the next time you look at the person standing next to you, recognize yourself in them and remember that when you find yourself stargazing, we really are recycled stardust. So we are all part of this whole, of this divine oneness. The other wonderful thing that happened, you know, for me, it's all about connections. It's making connections. And whenever I make a connection with someone, I always kind of take myself out of the situation and think, where is this going to lead me? Where is this going to take me on the next step of my spiritual evolution? And I recently was sent a note from a total stranger who, a wonderful note, really just appreciating my work, which just made me, I was so grateful for that. And a sweet man named Michael. And through him, I just happened to be, you know, looking at his links. And he had a link to this website called Architects of a New Dawn. So I would absolutely encourage anyone to check out that website, Architects of a New Dawn. Their mission statement is to inspire, uplift, engage, and transform the global community through music and positive media content, to help bring about a world where we choose peace over conflict and love over fear. You know, I was absolutely surprised to find out yesterday was the International Day of Peace. And I don't really watch the news because I can't stand how it's just everything is so negative. It's just negative, negative, negative. And when I went on this website, Architects of a New Dawn, I saw that it was the International Day of Peace, and there were people like Ringo Starr. I think Carlos Santana actually created this whole website, this Architects of a New Dawn, trying to get people to really engage in looking at the divinity within and having positive global connections instead of everything being based on fear. And I found some incredible things. There's a video that they run, and one of the things they had on there was the Cuevo de los Cristales in Mexico, which, oh my gosh, you have to check this out, and it's on that website. It's a cave of the most gorgeous crystals you have ever seen. They had a picture of the Hubble telescope showing that there are 100 billion galaxies. And we are just one. Can you imagine if we were able to connect with the consciousness of every being on every galaxy? And really to cherish and take care of the Earth because it is our home. In 50 years, in one generation, we have changed the Earth more than it has been changed in the history of mankind. So that is my public service announcement for the day. And I wanted to give a shout out to my Jersey City friends. You know, God bless Facebook. I have made so many connections with people from Jersey City. John and Jane, James, any of you who are listening, I wanted to give a shout out and say hi. It's like 6 degrees of separation. Okay, so we are going to start doing readings. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink of water here. And when I bring you on, I'm going to ask you to please give me your name and tell me where you are calling from, and then you can ask me a question. Okay, so I'm ready to take the first caller. Caller, good evening. Somebody want to jump in here
Hello?
And say hi?
Hello, Mom?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
This is Evan.
Evan! Hi, Evan. How are you?
Good.
Okay, did you have a question for me? Evan is calling in from Charleston.
Yeah, okay, so everything is going well so far. Got my job, got my good grades. Now I just need a girl, and I'm having trouble finding one. Could you point me in the right direction?
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, I do want to tell you, Evan, that I see the energy of the Blessed Mother around you, because I'm seeing Mother Mary around you. I'm actually hearing a Beatles song where they're singing Mother Mary, and also Grandma, your grandma is around you. this is a very unusual situation, and I want to let everyone know right here, right now, because I'm all about the integrity of my work, that Evan is my son. And I'm actually kind of shocked that you're calling me. But you know what, Evan? I do this for everybody else, so I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to wipe away the mother-son connection, and I'm going to just connect for you to the other side. Okay, there's somebody who's coming into your life. I don't know if they're there now or if they're coming in, but they're showing me a connection to the Ice Queen. This might seem like someone who seems unattainable, who kind of has this frosty demeanor, who feels to me like... you think that's
challenge.
Funny? Okay.
I love a challenge.
Okay. And that's kind of like a facade, okay? What she's really waiting for is she has her guard up, and she's waiting for someone to come along and melt her heart, but in a good way. The other thing that I pick up is your vibration is very, very high. And I feel like when women come near you, they can almost, and I don't mean this in a negative way, they can almost be repelled because your vibration is so high that if they're not tuned to that high of vibration, it's kind of like, whoa, they don't get it. You know, they don't understand it. I'm hearing patience, that it's important for you to have patience, which is probably something that you don't want to hear. I also get a connection to the month of May. I'm getting a connection to the month of May. So I would either look at someone you may have crossed paths with in May or someone who's coming up who has a birthday in May. They're telling me this is a fresh start. This is someone I feel that either you don't know or is on the fringes of your group. And this is someone who is connected to school. I get the connection to school. I feel like this is someone who is a teacher or who either loves to teach or is seeking knowledge, because I get this whole teaching vibe. I feel like you also have oh, you're camouflaging your true self. I see that. And I understand why. I can understand why that would happen, because you are a very, very psychic, and that can scare people. So I see you camouflaging your true self, which is okay. It's okay to keep boundaries. But I do get this connection to the month of May, and I hope that doesn't mean that you have to wait until next May.
Have anything like possibly like a letter to the name? Any?
I just got the letter L. I just saw the letter L. L. Like
okay.
Laura, Lauren, Lynn, Linda. You can pick any L name you want, but I just saw a big letter L. They're also giving me a connection to that the cistern. What's the cistern again?
Cistern is the huge, it was originally like the main part of College Charleston campus. It's where the whole graduation ceremony takes place.
Okay. So I don't know if they ever have shows out there or something, because there's it's funny because I get this person might be a drama queen, like she may have been a drama queen at one point. But I feel like that's all a facade and it's all just kind of melting away.
You always tell me she's a brunette or dark hair. I don't want to go for a blonde.
But you really want specifics, don't you? And you should stop saying that because there are plenty of lovely women who have blonde hair. I don't know what it is with you. With
I know,
blonde
but
hair,
when
but
you had one stalking you, it's just, yeah.
Okay,
just
all right, we're going to see. Hold on, let me see. She actually does appear to me as someone who has dark hair, but there's someone else. I see someone else who has this hair that looks like it's reddish yellow, like not blonde, not red, kind of in between. This feels like an older woman, someone who's older than you, a bit older than you, but I feel like she could also be a guide for you. So if you meet someone, if someone comes into your life that has that color hair, and I see E, letter E, then that may be someone who is put there as a teacher or an instructor for you, and it has to do with the metaphysical realm and not the physical realm. Okay?
Oh, that's, I know exactly who you're talking about, actually.
Okay.
That's the therapist that I was telling you about, the massage therapist.
Okay.
The shaman.
All right. Okay.
Hey, right on top
so,
of that.
So, does that answer your question?
That answers my question.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
Love
I'm going
mom.
To
Talk
say
to
goodnight. And I love you. Wow, that actually was a surprise. Never expected that, but then again, I usually don't do that for my children. Okay, do we have another caller on the line?
Hi, Daria.
Yes.
Hello, this is Debbie.
Hello,
from
who am I speaking to?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, Daria, this is Debbie from Virginia.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks for taking this whole show, devoting it to us, and congratulations
oh, you're welcome.
On your success and your accomplishments over the past few years. That's
Thank
pretty
you.
Exciting.
Thank you. This nothing gives me greater joy than to do this. I could live in this space forever. But then again, you know, then I have to go vacuum. So what's your question, Debbie?
I guess I don't really have a question, just in general, if there's some kind of message I could probably use today, this time in my life, September 20th.
Okay. You know, I feel like the whole theme here for this show is illumination. I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling that you are, the light is shining on you. It's almost as if you can imagine someone up in the night sky shining a giant flashlight down on you, and it's like, okay, you're in the spotlight now, and it's your time. What are you going to do with it? This is a time for you to really search and seek and kind of go within. There's someone around you who has the letter A. I get this A name. It might be Anne, Anna, a name that sounds like Anne. I get this grandmother energy around you, and there's also a Donna. And I feel like there's someone who is connected to you that would be like, I'm getting this vibe of a close friend. You have someone, a close friend, who you kind of confide in. Is there anybody around you who's got the D name?
Who is living, not crossed over?
They could be living or here. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess yes. Here.
The jet's flying over right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm connecting with right now. It's hard to hear when they do that. I do have a friend named Dee who's living, and
okay.
I do have my mom named Dixie who's passed over.
Oh, so you've got two. Okay, because the Dee is very strong. Okay. Was mom like a friend to you? Did you really consider her a friend?
To an extent, sure.
Well, don't say yes if you don't mean it, because I feel like there's two different things going on here. I feel like mom wants me to acknowledge something that you were talking about with your friend, thinking about some kind of a conversation. She's showing me high heels. I feel like dancing shoes, like I want to put these shoes on. You know, like if you would go someplace where you would dance, you would put high heels on. And it's funny because they look like satin, what people used to call peau de soie, which is this satin fabric, and it's like something from like the 50s or the 60s. I want to highlight the shoes. Does that mean anything for you?
Dancing shoes. Not at the moment.
Okay, did your mom ever, like, get dressed up and go dancing?
No, not that I know of. I did.
Okay.
I tried a couple years ago.
You tried?
Dance lessons. I did.
You took dance lessons? How did that work
out?
Yeah.
It was fun. It was awkward, but it was fun.
Okay. Because I feel like the point here is that it's the joy. It's the things that bring you joy that you need to focus on. Because to me, I kind of feel a bit like you're carrying some burdens, but the burdens seem to be from outside of yourself. It's from others. I also get this feeling of being unsure, like, what should I do next? You know, what move should I make next? A bit of being unsure. And what I want to say is don't wait for recognition from others, okay, that everything you need is within you. Let me see what else I can pick up. I'm trying to go to the highest place for you. Do you have a connection to Pennsylvania?
No.
Okay. I'm picking up a Pennsylvania connection here. They're showing me South Street. They're showing me South Street, I wanted to say the seaport, but it's not the seaport. It's in Philadelphia. Okay, specifically, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm just going to give you the information. Lots of times you get psychic brain freeze. It doesn't mean anything at the moment. What they're showing me is there is a tree on South Street in Philly where everybody stuck gum on the tree, and the entire tree was covered with gum. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Do you have a habit of chewing gum? Did your mom chew gum?
No.
No. Okay. Don't know what that means. Watch, the caller after you is going to know exactly what I'm talking about. So I think, you know, without having a specific question, it's hard for me to just kind of like randomly pull these things out of the ethers. But what I do want to say to you is they're shining the light on you. So if you're thinking of making changes right now, if you're thinking of coming out of your shell, because it's, I almost see like the flower blossoming, then this is the time to do it. I see Ariel around you. Ariel is the archangel, and Archangel Ariel's energy is one of very playful. Ariel is very connected to nature and to animals, but it's also one of playfulness, and it's a way of clearing away the psychic debris. So what I would say to you is, whatever's not working in your life right now, then move past it and really focus on your spiritual growth and what is going to bring you joy.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Is
all
there
right.
anything else?
That's I'm almost feeling cheated that I didn't ask you a question. So let me throw this out to you. Anything
okay.
I can do to help my cat at the end of her life that I believe she's going through right now?
Okay,
anything,
what's your cat's name?
Pawsy.
Pawsy? Okay.
Yep.
Is Pawsy a calico cat?
She's a tiger.
Does she have, like, spots of gray and orange or brown? You know, like, calico cats have patches of colors. I'm seeing a cat with patches of colors.
She has patches, but she doesn't have the orange.
Okay, but that's their symbol for me, to say patches of color, as opposed to, like, a cat that's a solid color. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I feel her heart and her breathing. I feel like she has problems with her breathing and her heart. She's a very, very gentle, soft energy to me. And I don't know if you do this, but I feel like you whisper in her ear. You say things to her in her ear. And even at when it comes close to her time, talk to her and whisper things in her ear because she hears them and she understands. It's funny because the animal that I see coming to greet her when she crosses over is a dog. I don't know if this is a dog you had or someone close to you had, but I see this dog. I don't know that she's connected to it, and it almost looks to me like a spaniel. It's got those long ears with that wavy hair, that wavy fur. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
It could, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you have brought her joy. Like, there's just, I get this feeling of joy between you. And I would say that's what I would focus on, is the joy. And just know that when she crosses over, she's going to be in a beautiful place.
Okay.
And there's something
about... I feel bad
because
I can't give her the medical treatment.
Hold on. If you have a choice, you know, as long as she's not... Has she been someplace like in a cage, in a carrier or in a cage? Like, I feel like I don't want to be in the carrier or in the cage.
Okay.
Okay, so if there's any way for that not to happen, that would be okay. And just remember that our pets bring us as much joy as we give them. They teach us and we teach them. It's not just, you know, they're just not here for us. We are here for them also. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Daria, very much.
Thank you for calling in, Debbie.
Okay, you take care.
Enjoy the rest of the evening. God bless you. Okay. Oh, boy. Well, okay. It's just kind of sad when, you know, we get so attached to our pets and we always want the absolute best for them. So before I take a break, I'm going to see if we have any other callers on the line. Do we have any callers on the line waiting?
Yes.
Okay, there we are. Somebody's jumping in. Who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. What's your name?
Oh, Carol.
Hi, Carol. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne, New Jersey. Okay. We had a caller last week, I think, from Bayonne, New Jersey, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Carol. What's your question?
I just wanted to know, my husband passed away in May, and I was just wondering, sometimes I have dreams, and when I have dreams, not often, but when I do have dreams and we don't talk to each other, it's like he's upset. So I was just wondering if he's mad at me.
Okay. Well, I do want to tell you that I get a big M name around you, like Mike, Mark, Matt.
That's my first name, Mike.
Mike, has he passed or is he still here?
No, he's still here.
He's still here. Okay. So, you know, he may be highlighting Mike as a way of someone you just were thinking about talking about or doing something with. But what I do, this is a really good question because people ask me this a lot. When our souls move on to the other side, okay, the human personality, the part of us that was the personality that carried the emotions, that was part of our human persona.
Right.
When we are on the other side, there is no judgment. We don't judge each other.
Right.
They do not judge you. There is no one judging them. God is not standing up there saying, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. No. The only judgment that we have is self-judgment. We review our life and we see, were we able to accomplish? What were we able to accomplish? What were our soul contracts? How many of those soul contracts were we able to really bring to fruition? And what was it that deemed to be too difficult that we just couldn't do? Okay. What I'm getting, what I'm picking up here is guilt. I feel like there's some guilt here. And when people feel guilty about something, I always say, release the guilt. It has absolutely no purpose. It serves no purpose whatsoever. Okay?
Right.
Once they're on the other side, your husband who has crossed over, then when he looks at you, it's just with love and support. So when you say that you dream of him and you feel upset, because I feel like for you, there are unresolved issues. But believe me when I say that from the other side, there is no, it's like they're a cheering section. That's what they're doing,
right,
is they're cheering you on, they're giving you love and support and trying to help you as much as they can.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pick anything else up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you also have a son?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting a son. There's also, I get a connection to a name like James. Does that make any sense to you? It's a J name, like Jim, John, James.
His name is Sean.
Okay, Sean. Does Sean have a connection to... I also have a cousin
that had passed. Well, he's like a, through marriage. Jimmy was his name, and he passed on.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, when we do this, anyone on the other side who has a shot of coming through might try.
Right.
But I feel like I want to talk about your son. Okay, Sean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's your son? Okay.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. I'm sorry, I'm going to diverse for a minute. I'm seeing someone in, it looks like a policeman's uniform or a fireman's uniform. I'm seeing someone in a uniform, and it looks like dress blues. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, that was my husband. He was a
fireman. That was your husband. Okay, thank you. That was his validation of his, just his way of letting you know that he is around you. And I feel like he's giving me the guardian. He's telling me the guardian. I don't know what that means for you. I mean, you know, we could say, well, he's guarding over your son, but no, that's not what it is. There's something about the guardian. I don't know if it has to do with a movie, a game, a book,
right.
But I want you to just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also getting connection to May. Did you say May before? Because May's coming up again.
Yes.
Did you say May?
Yes.
Okay, because I get a connection to the month of May. And I'm also seeing the number 16. What does that mean for you, 16? Is that someone's
My
date of birth when they pass?
That's the year we got married on that date, the 16th.
On the day, so that's your anniversary. Okay, thank
yes.
you. So these are just validations just to let you know that he's around you. And when you sit down, take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, just send him love and ask him to send you love. Because it's you still have that exchange of energy. And once again, I want to say, if you are holding on to any guilt, for whatever reason, let it go. It serves no
yeah.
purpose. And believe me when I say on the other side, they don't hold any of that. Okay?
Right.
He also wants me to tell you to move on. Don't be afraid to move on. Don't feel guilty about moving on. I don't know if you've met somebody, if you're going to meet somebody,
no.
but I feel like don't be afraid
anybody,
to move
though.
On. What?
No.
Okay,
you were
don't be afraid
about
to do that.
The guard? Were you saying guardian?
Guardian, yes.
Right, well, when my husband passed away, we had the arm guards in honor of him. Arm guards, maybe that.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Okay, that's very cool.
Right.
And these are just validations for him. And who's got the connection to the month of February?
John, him. He was born in that month.
And he's John?
Yes.
Oh, well, before I said who's John or James?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was him. That
was
he actually gave me his name, John. Okay.
Right.
I said James first, and I said a name like James, John. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I was kind of, like, confused in myself, you know.
I understand. So, believe me, I understand. And it's a lot of information that you kind of get hit with all at the same time.
Right.
So what we want to say is thank you, John. And,
yeah.
There's something else about Sean. Hold on. How old is Sean?
Sean is 28.
28, okay. You know, have you ever heard that proverb, do what I say, not what I do?
Yeah, he used to say that all the time.
Okay, thank you. So just let Sean know that if you feel comfortable with sharing that information, that his dad is still very much around. He's telling me he's alive. He's telling me I'm very much alive, okay?
Yeah.
Even though he's on the other side, he's very much alive. He's very, very adamant about that he's very much alive, and he's with you, and he's with your son. I feel like really some of the frustration maybe might be from he's telling me that he's trying to get through to you, and you're thinking that it's not real. Or is it really him, or it may be you, it may be Sean, it might be both of you, but I feel like he's really, really trying to come through to you guys, but
right.
it's almost like, no, that couldn't possibly be him. It couldn't possibly
yeah.
be happening. So what I want to say to you is what I say to many people, look for the fireflies and not the fireworks. The little signs, right. The little things.
Right.
When you feel like he's around you and all of a sudden you feel you find yourself daydreaming about him, that's because he is around
mm-hmm.
you. Or if something happens that you think that...
There's been a lot of butterflies around me, so...
What?
A lot of butterflies. There's been a lot of butterflies around us.
Okay, so that may be a symbol that he uses, because
right.
lots of times they will choose something to as a way, as a symbol. I call it a personal symbol. When you're thinking of him and all of a sudden you see a butterfly right then and there, that's
right.
his way of saying,
yeah.
okay, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. And then one, in the summertime, because we have bought a house in February, well, we bought a house, we moved in February, and he passed in May, and he didn't get, we have a built-in pool, and he didn't, never got a chance to swim in it. So I had went out one day to skim it, and there was I was upset because there was a butterfly in the water, and it was, you know, floating in the water. I was screaming, howling, oh, my God, not a butterfly. So I took it out of the water and just placed it, in a bush, and it was blue and white, and I was like, couldn't understand. I'm like, is that a sign for him? So, like, a couple of days later, I have, like, a, you know, on his side of the bed, a picture of him with rosary beads and
mm-hmm.
little symbols of a hat and everything. And then I was dusting everything off, and I touched this globe, which is a butterfly globe. And I was like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You know? So
you get
like,
it. You see, that's
him.
The important thing, that you get it. But please, above
yeah.
everything else, understand that there's no animosity, there's no upset.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to the signs because he is around you. Okay?
Wow. Okay, thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you so much, Carol, for calling in.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, Darius.
Bye. Okay, I am going to take a short break just so that I can have a drink of water and take a bit of a breather, and I will be right back. Thank you. Thank you for having patience and waiting. I just wanted to take a little breather there. So I am ready for my next caller. I know there are some people waiting, so who is on the line, please?
Hi, Dari. It's John Fiore.
John, hi. How are you?
Oh, Dari. Listen, thanks for mentioning Janie and I. She says hello.
oh, thank you. John is just a person that I connected with from Jersey City. We actually didn't know each other personally, but I know of your family's place very well, and I actually went to school with Jane. So did you have a question for me, John?
Daria, the reason why I'd like to speak with you, that store, it's been in the family for over 89 years. Well, we were in business for 89 years, and the property has been for sale for about 3 years. I just got caught up in the downturn of the market. Mm-hmm. I went and get plans and approvals for a development and kind of like just missed that development stage where the real estate just started to take a landslide. Mm-hmm. So my question is, I mean, let me try and focus.
Well, let me tell you what I'm picking up.
Yes.
Okay, before you even finish your question. I'm picking up that if there's any way possible that you can hang on to it, that that I'm getting this vibe of hanging on to it. I feel like there's so much energy imprinted in the store. I'm also seeing an elderly gentleman who has, there's somebody with an A name, like Anthony, Al, there's an A name connected to this. And was there also, did you have anyone who wore a white butcher's apron?
Well, we all did wear aprons.
Okay. I just because I'm not sure, I just wanted to check.
Yep.
But I feel like there's someone who's really helping to, I get this, there's so much energy there from you, it's like a magnet. Okay, it's holding you there because it's like a magnet. But what I'm actually hearing is hang on. If you can hang on, hang on. That's what I'm getting. Okay, do you want to finish now? Finish your question?
Well, this is exactly...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I feel like I'm getting some information. I feel like there's also a John Sr. Are you John Jr.?
My grandfather was John. I'm named after my grandfather.
Okay, he's the one who was there with the elderly gentleman that I was seeing. Did he actually have white hair before he passed?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Okay, I feel like it might be two more years. Now, when I talk about time, there's no time on the other side. So, time, it's kind of an illusion. I don't think it's going to be 2 months. I think it might be 2 years. But they're telling me there's going to be a renaissance. There's some kind of a renaissance coming. Whether this renaissance is for you personally or if it's for the building, I can't say. But there's something that's going to be, it's going to happen, and it's going to be very uplifting, and it's going to be very enlightening. Is there any, do you have a connection to, and I feel like this is a place, the Jersey Journal or the Jersey Journal building?
The Jersey Journal building.
Yeah, I just want you to keep that in mind. There's something about the building where the Jersey Journal was published.
Yes.
I don't even know if the Jersey Journal is still, like, in business. But there's something about... there's something about that building or that area that's significant. There's also a connection to Brooklyn. Who came from Brooklyn?
I have a cousin that did live in Brooklyn. He was
there's somebody else. There's a connection to Brooklyn, and I'm not sure if this, once again, is someone who passed or if you go to Brooklyn, but I'm also hearing from someone who is a welder. They were a welder.
Oh, yeah, well, that's an easy one, Daria. That's the Lambiaz brothers. Right across the street from the store on the small triangle, there is a small monument to him. That's Salvatore Lambiazzi, who was a welder, yes.
Okay.
And,
so you actually see that from your store?
Oh, yeah. It's right outside the store on the little triangle. My store is on what you call Columbus Triangle downtown. And there's a small little monument for him because he did a lot for the area. And there's the Columbus Triangle monument.
And do you have a connection to Duncan Avenue? I'm getting Duncan Avenue.
Well, Duncan Avenue, I've had... many friends that I played ball with over there because I used to go to St. Al's. So,
You went to St. Al's. Okay.
Yep.
I think that's what I might have been picking up before.
Yeah. A lot of buddies from over there.
And there's also, what else is this? There's somebody named Anthony. Anthony La something. I can't get the last part of it.
Oh, that's also right on target. Anthony Lambiazzi.
Okay.
Anthony Lambiazzi, which is Ralph's or Salvatore's brother, and he was he is a retired zoning official, and Anthony kind of like signed off on the plans for development. And Dari, you know, this thing is becoming a real financial burden.
Yeah,
and
I can see it. It's the snowball. It's like the snowball from hell.
Yeah, and it just, like, I can hold on a little while longer, and I know when you speak about the area having a renaissance, there's no doubt about it. They're building and fixing all over the place, but it's almost like I need immediate relief, but...
Right.
And if
okay.
And if I know that
okay, wait. Hold on. Is there, I'm getting a connection to a Jim. This is not a person named Jim. This is like a gymnasium or a workout place. Is there a workout place by you?
Well,
because I feel like there's something having to do with a workout place.
Okay.
That, or maybe a workout place coming in and buying it.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, because they're telling me the gym. It's like the gym.
Okay.
And let's hope
you know,
it's 2 months and not 2 years.
Oh, without a doubt. And yeah, you're right, you know, in saying there's no time on the other side. And I'm sure hoping your 2 is 2 months.
I hope so too. It's almost feel it's because I feel you're, it's like your feet are stuck in taffy, and it's not just about, and you can understand the dynamics of this because it's not just about selling a building. It's about selling your family's heritage in a way. Like even though you embody the family heritage, so you actually carry on the family heritage, but there's so much magnetism to this spot. So here's what I want you to do, okay? I'm going to give you some tools. I want you to, and I don't know, you might have done this already, but I want you to go into the building, and I want you to light a candle, and I want you to release any energy that's holding you there, that it has served its purpose well, and now it's time to move on. And any, because I feel your grandfather's John, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I feel his energy there is really, really strong. There's also Mary, Maria. There's that M name there too.
Yeah, that's my Aunt Marie, my father's
okay.
sister.
So, and she's passed, or is she
yes,
still here?
Yes, she's passed.
She's passed also. Okay. Wow, that's interesting. They're showing me. They're showing me a green drink. It's green, like a
green.
Grasshopper. Is there a drink called a grasshopper?
Well, you know, there are these syrups that are imported from Italy.
Okay, because... and there was one that's green?
Yeah, sure, like a mint. Almost like a mint type of syrup.
Okay, thank you. That's what you're making a reference to. I don't know why. And I also feel there's also... Did you have the red brick? Did you have a red brick oven?
We did not have a red brick oven, but there is red brick inside the store. The store
inside, yeah, because I'm seeing this inside the store, and I'm like, what is that? Is that an oven? Okay.
Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. The fellow that rented the store after I closed did put up
right?
a facade of a red brick oven. Yes, it's in the
store. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Right on the money.
That's just their way of letting you know that they're around you. And the point, too, is that... You can, it's okay, like, it's okay, you can let it go. So get in there if you can, you know, light a candle, release any energy connected to the place, and I really want you to envision, to really envision the building as being sold and put in the present tense. The building is sold. It is sold. Okay? Not it's been in the process of being sold, it's going to be sold, it is sold. And then I want you to imagine yourself locking the door with the key, handing the key to someone else, and moving on. But I have to tell you that there's two things that I know you don't know what this is, but once again, one of them is a connection to the Jersey Journal. I don't know if you advertise in the Jersey Journal or something, pay attention to the Jersey Journal. And the other thing is, hold on. Do you know someone named Longo? L-O-N-G-O.
Well, sure. There was a Longo. I think he was a past councilman that used to come in. He was friends with my dad, and, you know, he's a customer.
And is he alive?
I wouldn't know. He was a few years older than, no, I don't think he would be alive.
Okay. Okay. I always like to check just to make sure, because if he was alive, then there might be someone, you know, that can kind of help you with this. But
yeah.
The other thing that I want to just leave you with is to pay attention to the gym. Or, you know how you have these places like, I don't know, Workout World, I think they even went under, but something that has to do with the gym. And once again, I don't want to say it's a man named Jim, because they're showing me GYM.
Okay.
I see like big floors. I see just like kind of almost everything cleared out, and like there's all this floor space.
Yeah, well, you know what? The store is empty now, and it's actually two stores put together that can be one big space. And, you know, it's a very nice space right on the corner there, and it's just at what point do I just say, hey, look, maybe hold on to this thing and rent it? And this is where I get confused, because, you know, we have to make some kind of move to either get
right.
this thing.
Well, what I'm hearing again is hang on, because I do feel like you will get what you want. But in the meantime, you know, if you can rent it, I mean, do whatever you need to do in the interim. Do what you need to do in the interim. But I feel like a really big part of this is releasing any feelings of it's okay, you know, I don't know, because it was your family's place for so long. It's okay to let it go. I feel like that's a really big part of it.
Yeah, I've been working hard at that. And you know what? It is time for it to go, because I want to come down the shore. That's where my sales route is. I want to go down there. And, you know, I was with Nancy the other night, and I love it down there. And Janie and I want to go. But it's just pretty painful right now financially
I just wanted to... Okay, because I'm hearing very clearly, John, hang on a little bit more.
Okay. Well, that's...
You know, and once again, I never tell people what to do. That's not my thing. I just can tell you what I hear, see, feel, and the energy that I can pick up. And I think it's really important to write affirmations. Just stay really, really focused with your affirmations about what you want to see happen, and to release any guilt. Because I feel like your grandfather is turning you around and giving you a kick in the butt. And said, it's time to get moving. It's time to go.
Yeah, my mother has done the same thing, too. She's passed through, and she keeps saying, let it go, let it go. And I mean, 100 times to Kathy. So, Daria, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in,
and say hello to all my Jersey City friends. And hopefully we will get to see each other.
Yes, congratulations to you and your accomplishments.
Thank you very much.
For your help
thank
tonight.
You.
Bye,
okay,
Daria.
Bye now. Boy, that has to be really, really difficult because that building was in his family for so, so long, because I remember as a kid my parents going there and, you know, buying food, and, you know, it was very well known throughout the city, and that's a hard thing because, your heritage is tied up in it. But it's kind of now, this is a time of expansion. It's a time of letting go of what doesn't work for us anymore. And, you know, we hold everything in our hearts. What really means the most are the memories and the sentiment and the love, and we hold them in our hearts, and we take that with us wherever we go. You know, when I go back to Jersey City and I look at what used to be, my family had a flower shop on Central Avenue, and now that's gone. Like I think it's a pizza place or something, but those memories are so vivid in my mind and in my heart, and I know that I could be in China, I could be on Mount Everest, and it wouldn't make any difference, because I have those memories and that sentiment and that feeling within me, and I take it with me wherever I go. So I just have about a minute left, and I want to thank everyone for calling in tonight. I could do this forever, but unfortunately my show is only for an hour. But, you know, if you really need me, you can email me, soulsatdarryjustin.com, or go to my website. And I want to leave you with something that I wrote today. I was kind of woke up out of a sound sleep, and I was so inspired I had to write this down. We are all soul sojourners, luminous beings of light who have sculpted matter into our human forms to experience creativity. Passing through the illusion of separation, our souls and our calling forth to magnetize our connection to the divine oneness of all beings and orchestrate a return to heaven on earth. Radiate love and light, and like stars in the cosmos, we will illuminate even the darkest corners. I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. You will find me here again next week, and I will have a very special guest for you. And I want to thank all of you and wish you grace and peace always, and good night.